It's been a decade-long battle, but the Kabi Kabi people have won their native title claim over 350,000 hectares of land around the Sunshine Coast. The title grants a number of rights to the traditional land owners, including the right to collect resources and grant rights for others to do so. It does not cover land leased for a business or residence. The member for Maroochydore has slammed the Department of Social Housing for its failure to assist elderly Mount Coolum residents who were left without power for almost 3 days. The 8-unit complex's electrical switch failed on Saturday morning, but the Department of Housing then failed to organise any backup or generator. Residents were forced to throw away their food and even some medication. Fiona Simpson says the lack of support was disgraceful.
That 8 units of elderly, one terminally ill person and others very frail, without power, without heating, without cooking facilities, left in the dark for 2.5 days. I am very angry. We need to have a system where they ensure there is a backup, generators or alternative accommodation. You don't leave people in the dark for nearly 3 nights like that. It's not good enough. They must fix that going forward.
The University of the Sunshine Coast is set to double its clinical trials capacity at Sippy Downs and Moreton Bay in an $11.5 million expansion project. UniSC Clinical Trials Network provides community access to trials, supporting regional patient participation in trials and the development of new treatments and medical devices. It's now set to increase its capacity by establishing a 24-bed facility within the new Maroochydore Private Hospital, which is currently under construction. And a warning for Sunshine Coast mortgage holders: don't expect a rate cut when the Reserve Bank meets today. Most experts think rates will remain at their current figure of 4.35%.